Beautiful one, welcome to the March super full moon. Are you ready for the momentum surge forward? Because it is here and the time is now. And this is exciting. We are in exciting times right now. There is a profound awakening activation that is happening. And so this focus right now, as we move into March and this heightening, amplifying time during the super full moon, it's all about getting inside your life and the transformation that is now. This will be the strongest full moon for all of 2020, and it synchronizes when Mercury retrograde comes to completion. So this is a demarcation that's happening, a demarcation of all that intensity that has went before is now crossing a threshold. You're going to even find this in your own life. You're feeling it stir right now, where there is a complete before and after that is happening, where the past is coming to a close in the way that it's been, and a new future. One that will not be riddled with the same repeating cycles. You've been feeling it. I know I have. It's clear. You're getting clearer. And what's beautiful about right now is where we're at in this month of March is it's a big cycle of massive manifesting momentum that will be speeding up and amplifying all the new that wants to emerge. Think about March being really this powerful emergent month. You're going to feel that sense of showing up, that sense of showing up and standing up in your life in a way that you've never have before. So the three central focuses energetically for the super full moon, because there's a lot energetically going on right now. We are at the strongest super full moon. Mercury is going direct now. It'll no longer be retrograde. Coming up, and we're going to be rolling into the equinox, which many ancient wisdom traditions look to the equinox that happens twice a year as the most powerful portal and time that really sets the trajectory of what is to be experienced in the next following year. So the seeds, the energy, the integration, the opening, the allowance, the clearing, all of this right now is going to begin a momentum that's going to be really paving a new path for you and a new paradigm, because we're all being called into this new paradigm individually, personally, in our own stewardship, and collectively. So how can we use the power of really using this sacred ritual during this powerful synchronizing time of the super full moon? The first focus is the clearing away, really integrating, clearing away so that you can integrate the new emergent energy, the new emergence of you, the new energy that is coming through for you and in your life. Now is the time to release all that has been false, outdated, fear-based constriction and conditioning for the space to give way for the new emerging now. And we can see it right now. Like, where are we standing in our humanity with one another? Is it fear-based? This doesn't mean that we're naive. It doesn't mean we don't have discernment. But are we contracting with old conditioning and keeping ourselves small? So in this time during the full moon, really, there's a huge focus on really clearing the space. Forgive, forgive, forgive. This is about removing that identification, this attachment, these energetic tethers that we have involved in people, places, circumstances, experiences, the past, and really release, release, release. allowing that to clear away, really freeing up all this energy that we have attached through some form of our conditioning, through our experiences, through time, that has in the weight of that and the heaviness of that caused us to contract smaller within ourselves. So really this focus is about, you know, look to like all the people that you can forgive. Look to all the places that you can forgive yourself, especially when you have found that there's been the haunting ghost of the past experiences keep wanting to show up, the conditioning that wants to keep sitting down and having conversation with you that no longer serves you. Forgiving all that, releasing all that. And then secondly, going into the massive manifesting momentum and make it matter, you know, clearing that space so that what is meaningful that wants to be created and manifested can begin to have space to emerge. You can take this power time to just give attention and intention to your creation posture in this new cycle that's happening, because life is emerging with newness. And where are you standing within yourself for it? Let go of the constriction of fear and open to your expanding direction ahead. Your life will be different. And the more you give attention with intention and you clear that space, you can make it matter. And here's where it gets really wonderful. It's allowing that audacious activation. It's exciting to want to have big, audacious dreams and to think about all these great things and to feel the energy rising in us of what we'd want to create. Yet, if we're blocked because the energetics of the weight of some form of past barrier, defensiveness, resentments, heaviness, grievances, past conditionings are in the way, blocked, held still small with a protective layer, no matter how grand and glorious and wonderful those dreams are that you feel inside stirring. There has been a stirring, and you'll feel this peaking right now over these next several days as we are in this super full moon and as we complete this cycle of Mercury retrograde. This is such a powerful time because really the past can now be defined and that line can be marked and we could step over forward into that future. And we want it audacious and we want it to activate. So this is a big time of letting go of forgiveness and to release, to make space. So you want to be audacious in how you're forgiving and how you're letting go to yourself, to others. You're really pulling back the power and the presence to you. To you as the source of the I am. Express, expand, and show up in a big way to what needs to go. Let it go. What wants to come, let it come. Feel, heal, and transform with your new season ready to shine. Pen to paper, antenna to God, life, source, the universe, let it go and call it in. It's really about a simultaneous act for this particular super full moon. It's about letting go and getting ready for what connection is new to manifest ahead. A whole new way is now. And there's so much to this time right now. The power of what wants to be let go of and what wants to come through. There's so much energy that's available for you to use this to really roll in a ready transformation. That I'm going to be presenting a 1-hour workshop on the eve of the super full moon. And it's the name of this workshop is It's Not All in Your Head. And what I mean by that is it's not about just change your mindset. And what's getting in your way is you have a worthiness issue. It's really getting beyond all of this mind stuff and transforming your relationship with that deep, inherent worthiness. So that if you are feeling in your life in a not enough cycle in some important area, it could be money, it could be time, it could be health, it could be support, it could be opportunity. There's a lot of ways that the not enough shows up. It could be in self-confidence, courage, speaking up, expressing, starting something new in a new way that's vulnerable. There's so many different ways to connect to what is that change and having that inherent worthiness that's ready to really clear out what's been in the way and understanding it's not in your head. It's not all in your head. I'm going to talk about the connection to what it is to embody this life and this nervous system to show up and express and be our full, thriving, alive, inspired capacity. You could even use these questions to get some of the things you want to release for the super full moon. It's really looking at those cycles where there's been not enough. Like, how can you draw that line to the past and forgive and let go and release so that you may step into your true, worthy, abundant, prosperous state in all capacities, with how you feel in your relationship with time, with how you feel in relationship to your body, to your health, to your money, to your opportunity, to your actualizing of your own life purpose. Here's another question. Are you tired of being stuck in a particular repetitive cycle where you wish you could stand up and live more of what you truly feel on the inside? This is about congruency. This is about reducing the fragmentation, the splintering, and really getting connected to what's inside, getting that unstuck. Looking at this cycle and saying, how can I get this unstuck? How can I bring this particular area of my life to its season of closure so that I may open up the new season ahead that is ready to emerge? Here's another really powerful question. Do you find yourself enduring situations you resent? For me, looking at how I was enduring certain situations was one of the most transformative inquiry questions that allowed me to begin to unwind, to release that which was clearly my body telling me, my nervous system, my full integration of myself, that this is not working. Something different wants to emerge. Something different wants to be recognized. Something different wants to be expressed. How about this question? Have you avoided getting genuine needs met? Like what really matters to you? How you truly feel? You can use some of these questions in your full moon for your release, for your clearing, for your naming, claiming, and bringing in something truly new and transformative that wants to come through for you and emerge in a new way. I have a lot of depth and range that I'd like to share with you, and I hope you show up for this workshop to really transform that relationship with worthiness, how to make the best use of this time that we have right here to help bring that peace inside you and those dreams alive. So hope to see you live there. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.